Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Making Numbers Count by Chip Heath focuses on a common modern problem. Data is everywhere, but meaning is not. The book explores why audiences often tune out when they hear statistics and how communicators can turn numbers into understanding and action. Drawing on insights from behavioral science and real-world examples, Heath argues that the goal is not to simplify numbers until they become vague, but to translate them into forms people can grasp, remember, and use. The central idea is that effective numerical communication depends on choosing the right comparison, frame, and story so that a figure feels concrete rather than abstract. Instead of treating charts and metrics as self-explanatory, the book encourages readers to think like designers of comprehension, anticipating confusion, and building intuitive bridges. It is written for anyone who presents results, makes cases with evidence, or wants to be more persuasive without being misleading, from business leaders and marketers to analysts, journalists, and nonprofit advocates. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why numbers fail to persuade and what to do about it. A major theme is that people do not naturally experience numbers the way experts do. Large values, small probabilities, and unfamiliar units create psychological distance, so an audience may understand a statistic in a literal sense yet fail to feel its importance. The book explains that this gap is not simply a math problem, it is a communication problem rooted in attention limits, memory constraints, and the way humans make judgments. When a presenter drops an isolated figure, listeners must do hidden work to interpret it, and many will not. Heath encourages communicators to treat comprehension as an outcome that must be engineered. That means defining the decision the number should inform, identifying what the audience likely believes today, and then selecting a numerical expression that changes understanding. The book also highlights a key ethical point. Clarity is not the same as manipulation. Better numerical communication should reduce misinterpretation and enable more accurate decisions. By diagnosing common failure modes such as abstraction, missing context, and scale confusion, readers learn to craft messages where numbers become meaningful rather than decorative. Secondly, make statistics human with concrete scale and analogy. One of the most practical contributions is guidance on translating statistical magnitude into human scale experiences. People are good at reasoning with familiar reference points but struggle with raw quantities, especially when they involve millions, billions, or tiny risk percentages. The book shows how to build intuition using comparisons, analogies, and unit choices that match everyday perception. Instead of repeating a big number, a communicator can convert it into a per-person, per-day, per-household, or per-city equivalent that lets the audience visualize impact. Another approach is choosing anchors that the audience already understands, then mapping the new number onto that frame. The emphasis is not on gimmicks, but on precision with meaning, and analogies should preserve the key relationship and avoid distorting scale. Readers are encouraged to test whether their translation answers the implicit question, is that a lot or a little? By converting abstract metrics into relatable quantities, communicators help audiences quickly grasp order of magnitude, compare options, and retain the message. The result is improved trust because the number feels interpretable rather than intimidating. Thirdly, provide context through thoughtful comparisons and baselines. Numbers rarely speak for themselves because interpretation depends on context. The book stresses that an audience needs a baseline, a trend, or a benchmark to know what a figure implies. A change can look impressive or trivial depending on whether it is framed as an absolute difference, a percentage shift, or a rate. Heath explores how to pick comparisons that are both honest and illuminating. That includes choosing relevant peers, historical baselines, or counterfactual scenarios that clarify what would happen otherwise. The book also warns about common traps such as comparing across mismatched groups, hiding important denominators, or switching metrics midstream. Effective communicators decide what question the audience is actually trying to answer, then supply the comparison that resolves it. For example, if the decision is about improvement, a before and after frame can work well. If it is about fairness, comparing rates across groups may be more informative than totals. By designing the right context, the communicator reduces cognitive load and prevents misunderstanding. The audience can then evaluate significance with less effort and more confidence, which strengthens both persuasion and decision quality. Fourthly, combine numbers and narrative without sacrificing accuracy. Another important topic is the relationship between stories and statistics. Stories can create empathy and attention, but they can also mislead if a vivid example is allowed to substitute for the underlying distribution. The book argues for a balanced approach: use narrative to carry meaning, while using numbers to keep the narrative anchored in reality. Heath encourages readers to think of stories as vehicles for interpretation. A well-chosen vignette can show what a metric looks like in real life, while the accompanying data communicates how common or impactful the situation is. The book also discusses how to avoid cherry-picking and how to make clear when a story is illustrative rather than representative. In practice, this means pairing a human example with a transparent explanation of what the data shows overall, including uncertainty when relevant. This blend helps audiences remember the takeaway and understand its scale. Readers who present research, performance dashboards, or social impact results gain tools for creating messages that are both compelling and responsible. The end goal is communication that motivates action while preserving the integrity of evidence. Lastly, design numbers for decisions, clarity, uncertainty, and ethics. The book ultimately treats numerical communication as decision support. A statistic is successful when it helps someone choose wisely, not when it merely impresses. Heath highlights techniques for presenting uncertainty in a way that informs rather than paralyzes, such as explaining ranges, confidence, or scenario outcomes in plain language. He also emphasizes choosing the simplest form that still preserves the decision-relevant detail. This includes selecting appropriate units, rounding without distorting, and explaining assumptions that materially affect interpretation. The topic naturally leads to ethics. Communicators have power in framing, and small choices about scale, comparison, or omission can nudge conclusions. The book encourages readers to be intentional and transparent, aiming to reduce confusion and prevent misuse. It also invites readers to anticipate skeptical questions, such as, what is the denominator, compared to what, and how sure are we? When messages withstand these questions, trust increases. By focusing on decision quality, the book offers a framework that applies across domains, from business cases and product metrics to public policy and health communication. In conclusion, this book is best for professionals who need to explain data to people who are busy, skeptical, or not statistically trained, including managers, analysts, marketers, journalists, educators, founders, and nonprofit leaders. It is also valuable for students and researchers who want their findings to land with real audiences rather than staying inside technical circles. The benefit to daily work is practical. Readers learn how to turn abstract figures into clear meaning, anticipate misunderstanding, and present evidence in ways that improve decisions. That can lead to better stakeholder alignment, stronger proposals, more credible reporting, and fewer costly misinterpretations of metrics. Compared to many communication or data visualization books, Making Numbers Count stands out by focusing on the translation step between calculation and comprehension. It goes beyond telling readers to use charts or simplify, and instead offers behavioral insight into how people perceive scale, probability, and context. The emphasis on ethical clarity, not just persuasion, makes it especially worth buying for anyone who wants to be both influential and trustworthy. If you regularly present results or advocate for action using data, this book pays for itself in sharper messages and better outcomes. If you would like to support Chip Heath, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.